Elissa Walker Campbell, as promised, it is time to tee it up at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, here in hour number two. We are so ready for some picks and predictions from Doral. Delighted to have back with us from PGA Tour Radio. That, of course, is Bill Rosinski. Always enjoy listening to him. Of course, last weekend on the Honda Classic, it did not disappoint. And typically, for all of you that listen to our program, usually we have Bill on and we're talking college football. But Bill is the ultimate ball striker, and he always adds 20-plus yards to our drives. So we wanted to have him back tonight. We love your voice. We certainly love your perspective. How are you? Good evening, Bill.
Alyssa, you're so kind. you read it just like I wrote it. But thank you. Everything's good. I have been blessed over the years. This is my seventh year working for the PGA Tour doing golf on the radio. If you would have told me 10 years ago that I'd be doing golf on the radio, I'd say you're crazy. This is our fifth year doing the Open Championship, the British Open on ESPN Radio. So that's opened some doors for me there. Of course, I do some college football and doing some college hoops too. I did the Iowa-Indiana game the other night, which was pretty exciting, and the ACC tournament next week. So it's, I like to do a lot of different things, and golf is certainly at the top of the list.
Well, you've certainly shown your versatility because you're the former play-by-play announcer for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, how about those Panthers?
How about them? Yeah.
Came up a little shy in the Super Bowl, but that was they had quite a season. No one was expecting that. I live in Charlotte, so they lost Kelvin Benjamin at the beginning of the season, their top wide receiver. No one gave that team a chance, but they got a great defense. They got a young quarterback who's playing well, and we'll see if they can validate what they did this year with another run next year.
PGA Tour Radio, Bill Rosinski is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. We are interactive. Join in on the conversation at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. And before we highlight Doral, we wanted to get your takeaways on last weekend's Honda Classic and that huge win by Adam Scott. A fantastic finish and a one-shot victory.
Yeah, well, you kind of saw this coming. I was actually in Los Angeles the week before at Northern Trust, and I was on the golf course, and I was with Adam. I think the key for him, he's always been a great ball striker. Everybody wondered about his adjustment from the long putter, which has now been banned, to the shorter putter. And what we've seen from Adam Scott over the last, oh my goodness, 3-4 weeks here, his lag putting, his long putting, has been absolutely outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it proved big dividends on the weekend at Honda, because anytime you might have a 50-footer, he never made it, but he got it to within a couple of feet and tapped it in. And I think that's the big thing for Adam Scott. He had a chance to win in Los Angeles, but Bubba was one shot better. And last week it really came down, Alyssa, to he and Sergio Garcia. We were kind of wondering going into Sunday whether somebody in that chase pack that was 3-4 shots back might shoot a good number and put some pressure on the last group, but that didn't happen. It was basically Adam Scott and Sergio down the stud on the back nine on Sunday, and Scott ended up winning by a shot.
You know, Bill, you mentioned Adam Scott returns to the conventional short putter following the ban on anchoring putters. Is he a different player without his anchored putter?
Well, I was talking to a friend of his who knows him well from Australia, and he said the long putter, there was a confidence that he had. Now, if you look at his numbers, strokes gained putting is an interesting number the tour likes to
mm-hmm.
use.
Right.
Throws in a number of factors, and basically it tries to explain your success or lack of on the greens. And his strokes gained putting numbers with the long putter were not great. Ranked 130th or 85th or something like that. And I think last week he might have been in the top 10 in strokes gained putting. I just think it's maybe more between the ears with him now that he has more confidence. The long putter at least was something he could rely on, that he felt comfortable with. And obviously he had to make the change, and I think now that he's adjusted to this the shorter putter, I mean, he's going to be, I would throw his name out there at any major this year, including Augusta.
PGA Tour Radio's Bill Rosinski is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're talking about Adam Scott, the big win last weekend at the Honda Classic. Don't you think how remarkable it is that he was able to reacclimate to that short putter? I mean, you talk about an amazing transition, and he certainly silenced any doubters.
Yeah, it's all about practice, and then it's about success. If he was three-putting from 50 feet two or three times, then you might think to yourself, well, you know, this isn't working out. But it's a process, and, you know, we'll see how he plays in the tournament this week. But when you're in contention in Los Angeles, which is an old-school golf course at Riviera, and then you go to Honda, which is a course that's it's difficult because of the length. There's only two par fives. Par threes are dangerous when you can shoot under par there. Those are two different but difficult golf courses. And so his success on those greens should bode well for him because obviously, you know, he was playing Poana on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on Bermuda now in Florida, so he seemed to adjust well to it last week.
Well, his success on the greens is also a great reminder of why he was ranked the number one player in the world 2 years ago. And here we are, Bill. The Masters is about a month away. So how do you see him, you know, at this point?
Well, I would rank him, if I was going to pick people with a chance to win at Augusta, you would start with Bubba, who's won this year and who has won twice at Augusta. Mickelson's game he's excited about his game. He's got a new swing coach. He's been in the hunt. In fact, he had a chance at Pebble, you know, to force a playoff and missed a makeable birdie putt at the last hole to lose there. Didn't play well at Honda. We made the cup, and I think he was three over last week for the tournament, but I would put Phil in there, and obviously Rory and Ricky and you go down the list, and Jordan Spieth, of course, the defending champ, but I'd throw Adam Scott right there. You know, and at Augusta, with the way they have the greens, I mean, normally on the PGA Tour, they're like, it's like 11 on the stimp meter. You know, at Augusta, it might be 13 in some spots. So
wow.
You've really got to be able to putt well and put yourself in position to attack some of the holes that are birdieable. So, I would put Adam Scott, and obviously he's been there before, so there's a confidence level for him. There's a number of guys who are playing well right now on the tour. I would give a chance once we get to green jacket time.
Well, we're going to talk about some of those other guys that are in the hunt and are attacking the course. But one of the guys that fell short, of course, is Sergio Garcia. How would you describe his play at this point in the season? I mean, obviously that was bittersweet. He was in contention all week long. And then to come up short once again, we've seen this. It's been a repetitive theme throughout his career, Bill.
Yeah, we were having a discussion last week on the air about is he still the best player to not win a major. I think that mantle goes to Ricky Fowler now. Obviously, Ricky's got a Players' Championship in his belt, and he's won at Wells Fargo, which is a very good golf course here in Charlotte where they play at Quail Hollow. But Sergio is at a point, I think he's at a point in his life where he's kind of accepted that, you know, maybe the high expectations of winning multiple majors is not going to happen. I still think he's got a great opportunity to win a few. And, you know, when you think about his play last week, it was, you know, he hit some shots on the back nine on Sunday. I think it was at 11. He was in the fairway, missed the green right, ends up making bogey. And then he was still in it as they went to the bear trap, which is 15, 16, 17, par 3, par 4, par 3 at Honda. And he's in the fairway at 16. You remember Adam Scott is way left there. Scott ends up making par. Sergio bogeys the hole from, the middle of the fairway. Didn't hit a good iron. So he kind of got sloppy down the stretch. And the other thing, Alyssa, with him is his putter. I mean, he's never been a great putter. And if he's going to win a major, he's going to have that flat stick going. So, you know, he certainly has the potential. And he's been there. He had a chance last week down the stretch to win a golf tournament and couldn't do it. But I wouldn't, you know, and he lost in a playoff last year at the Players when Ricky Fowler won. So he's got game. It's just a matter of there's so many other young, you know, good young players out there who are finding ways to win majors, making it tough on them.
Bill Rosinski of PGA Tour Radio is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Much more to get into right here at YSR.